The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska is at home Saturday playing host to Northwestern in a 3:30 p.m. Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions are good.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was just curious how what your policy was on injuries and releasing an injury report. I know some coaches do, some coaches don't, and kind of where you sit on that.
Well, you know, I usually give a report Monday press conference on the injury status of our players. I don't get overly medical or specific. I'll say he's got a knee or an ankle or something like that. But we usually list them and then give them a status as questionable or probable or doubtful, something like that. So that's not real formal, but that's what I usually do on Monday, and then I update it when I meet with the media on Thursday.
Some coaches are more specific or less specific. Is that just a competitive thing, or why do you think that changes among coaches?
Oh, you know, I think that it's probably just personal how they think about it. I don't know if it's competitiveness, so it's just as much as kind of trying to want to keep the other team in suspense, maybe.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Parker Gabriel with the Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I have a quick follow-up from yesterday. It actually jives with Jeremiah's question, too. You mentioned that Michael Decker could be out for the season, but I don't think there was a we didn't get to what the injury actually was. Is it a knee injury on the left leg? Or
yes.
Okay.
It's a knee.
And Cav had mentioned the possibility of surgery. Is that on the table now or after the season?
Now.
Okay.
As a matter of
fact. And is that – go ahead.
Soon, I think.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I'm thinking it's Thursday.
Would that rule him out completely?
I think I remember. Now, this is bad, but I heard so much about so many injuries yesterday. I think he might be able to get back for a bowl game.
Okay.
What they're going to do. Okay.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like
one final question from the media.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell with G1 NBC.
Mike, I'm not with G1 NBC anymore. I'm with Great Lakes Post. Sorry about that. What's up, Mike?
Mike, how are you, Casey?
I'm doing okay. Going into this next game between Nebraska with you, what did you take away from the Purdue game that you could talk about that game for a second?
Well, I really think that it showed a lot about our players being able to kind of hang with it through a tough time. We've experienced a couple of really tough weeks in a row with Wisconsin and Ohio State, and we were down 2 scores in the fourth quarter, and our players played our best ball, you know, offensively and defensively. Give us a chance to win the game. So I think that kind of confirms about who they are, and I really liked how they competed down the stretch.
All right, thanks, Mike. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Casey.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Good deal. Thanks.